This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Playoff Basketball tonight. This is James Patrick. We're here in Dubois, Pennsylvania, a neutral site game. Your Owls will take on the St. Mary's Dutch tonight. So, extra buzz in the building tonight. Playoff time. Throw all the records out. The two games between these two this year were night and day. The Owls won at home by over 30. And then St. Mary's turned it around down there at their place. And they won by 7, I believe it was. I don't know what St. Mary's did in those, 3 weeks between games, but they came out as a different team. So, not sure who will show up tonight, but everybody's given their maximum effort, I'm sure. So, earlier tonight, this is a semifinal in the Quad A division of District 9. Earlier tonight, Punxsutawney flexed its muscles over Clearfield with a 70-44 victory. So, Punxsutawney awaits the winner of this game, and that game, the championship game, will be next Friday night from Tippin Gymnasium in Clarion. So, let's see. The Owls come off of their best performance of the season. It was an all-around great effort, offensively, defensively. Everybody was involved last Friday at home when they upset Punxsutawney. Quite handily. So Punxsy has been the top of the league, and they are in the number one seed. But last week, Bradford really did well against them. So let's hope that we can get through this one and another matchup with Punxsutawney next week. That would be great. Let's see. So let me get to tonight's starting lineups. Same as they were a few weeks ago when we played St. Mary's. For St. Mary's, starting will be Matt Davis, Anthony Nadzinski, Quinn Gavazzi, Ben Paul, and Dan Schultz. Starting for your Owls tonight will be Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese. That's our most common starting lineup throughout the season. As always, the Owls will have to stay out of foul trouble, limit the turnovers, create turnovers on defense. That's always key to their success. When they get a hand on it on the defensive end, it usually is a well-oiled fast break the other way. So we'll see how that goes tonight. But they are coming off, like I said, their best performance of the season last week. Really nice game at the Owls Nest. So, as I said, all records are out the window. It's win or go home time. So, I'm going to take a break here for the national anthem, and I'll be back with you. This is Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
This Bradford Owls District 9 playoff basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports, 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps, and WESB.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, the Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls Playoff Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Pre-game festivities are a little bit different come playoff time. So there was extra announcements, and I have one correction already. The winner of tonight's game will play Saturday, March 2nd at Clarion University. So I had thought that it was Friday night next week, but it will be next Saturday. Owls are in their road Reds tonight as the number 3 seed in the district. And the St. Mary's Dutch will be in their home whites as the number 2 seed. It's been a while since we've had some Bradford Owls playoff basketball. Hope it's a good game.
And now the home team tonight, the St. Mary's Flying Dutch.
Okay.
Number 4, senior Matt Davis.
The Owls have a nice crowd here tonight. They brought a Reuters bus, cheerleaders, and there's quite a few people from Bradford made the trip. So hopefully they'll have some loud voices for them. Senior Dan
Schutz.
Last minute coaching instructions to the players. Thank you for joining us on this Friday evening for Owls basketball.
Good luck to those teams.
Should have a nice crowd out there in Radio Land this evening, being so far down here in Dubois. Officials are ready. Players are taking the court. And we're going to get underway here at 7:50. A little bit late this evening. I kind of figured it'd be that way. We had to follow up the Punxsutawney game, which they schedule them an hour and a half between, and that's usually not going to happen. Okay, Chase Weinberg's going to jump against Dan Schutz for the Dutch. Matt Davis is a little tough point guard that really changed the tide of the game down at the Dutch oven. And Weinberg wins the jump, and it goes to Talon Reese. Jake France across the timeline. Owls get their motion offense going, and there's Weinberg, or Warner. Warner from the corner drains a three, and that's a beautiful sign to start the game. Owls man-to-man defense. Talon Reese on the ball, guarding Nadzinski. Owls lead, quick lead, 3-0. And there's a three ball for St. Mary's, and it's off the mark. France with a rebound. France can go all the way and puts up a shot. It's off the mark, and it's tipped out of bounds off of the Owls. So Owls lead 3-0, 45 seconds into the game. Here comes St. Mary's across the timeline. There's that pesky Matt Davis I spoke of. There's a drive into the lane and a kick out. There's a three ball. It's off the mark, but rebounded by St. Mary's. Put up and a foul on, well, Adam Ward's holding his hand up. 21. That is Chase Weinberg. I think Adam was trying to get the call so that Chase wouldn't get into foul trouble. I am far from the scorer's table, but they've got a nice scoreboard here with players, points, and fouls. So first free throw is up and good. Second free throw is off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg. France with the ball around the three-point line into the corner for Warner. There's France is going to take a three, and he hits it. Jake France on the board, and it's 6-1 Bradford Owls. St. Mary's quick up court. Talon Reese guards the ball in the corner. They dribble it around. There's Gavazzi. Gavazzi drives into the lane a little, and he kicks it back out. Fake three. Owls playing tough man-to-man defense. And there's a drive by that Matt Davis. He got around Warner, but he missed a layup. France is going to shoot another three. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's after a little bit of a scrum. There's Warner in the backcourt with the pressure on the ball. Owls lead 6-1, 5:54 to go in the first. And that was close to a travel, but St. Mary's retains possession. They're passing it around the outside. Not much movement here, and there's a drive. Oh, and Reese swats it out of bounds. Tried to put up a layup. That's Nudzinski, and Talon got all of it. It went flying. St. Mary's will rebound, or inbound, under their own basket. And there's a long backcourt pass. Oh, and it, Warner almost intercepted it. But St. Mary's has the ball. Davis at the foul line. Kicks it out. There's another drive inside. And there's a shot up and in by Ben Paul. His first points of the game. And your Owls lead 6-3. Warner's going to take another three. Oh, it's off both the front and back rim. And there's a foul on the Owls on the rebound. That is Adam Ward that time. And that's the second team foul for the Owls. And Adam's first foul. So St. Mary's will inbound it 90 feet away. So here comes Davis into the lane. Three guys penetrated into the lane. And there's an off-balance shot by Nudzinski. And it goes in. And the Owls, they've cut the lead. Bradford leads 6-5. Ward to Warner. Reese. Oh, beautiful. Oh, Adam. Oh. So, Chase Weinberg had the ball. He passes it to Adam Ward underneath and a great cut. And Adam misses the layup. Chase gets the rebound and misses another layup. So, that was all that oohing and aahing, ladies and gentlemen. So, St. Mary's with the ball with a chance to take their first lead. And there's a three ball. And it's good. That's Anthony Nudzinski. He has five on the game, and St. Mary's now leads 8-6. Jake France calls out the play. They get it into the lane to Weinberg. Weinberg, a few dribbles, picks it up, gets it back out. There's Reese. Reese for a three off the mark. Rebounded by France. He takes it in, and he gets it. And one. And he is fired up. So Jake went down the lane, throws it in, and is fouled, and will have a shot. That foul is on. Well, I've got a basket in front of that. That looks like 33, Dan Schultz. St. Mary's first foul. So here comes the and one for France. And it's good. Count it. Owls take the lead again, 9-8. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Jake France on the ball, kicks it way back out to Davis, top of the key. Davis, they like that three ball. Here comes another three, and it's off the mark. Talon Reese with a rebound, and the Owls are off and running. Warner back to Reese. Reese, one dribble, picks it up. Jake France settles things down. Owls lead 9-8, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Reese in the lane. There goes Jake France. He just went all the way through three guys. He went, weaved his way down the lane and laid it in. So your Owls lead 11-8. There's Dan Schultz at the foul line, and good defense by Weinberg. There's a three ball off the mark, and Warner comes away with a rebound. Owls taking their time up court this time. Just under 3 minutes to go. Owls with an 11-8 lead. Ward and France playing a little catch back and forth out at the top of the key. France has been on fire. He has 8 points already of the Owls 11. Wearing a knee brace. I had a knee injury almost a month ago. Missed a couple games. Oh, and there's a pass off of Weinberg's hand. So the Owls turn it over. And it's a timeout by St. Mary's. And looks like a... I didn't see it. So we're going to take a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals in a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries. Meet your friends at the T on the weekends and enjoy the races, basketball, golf, or whatever sport you're into on their big HD TVs and take advantage of their drink specials. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to DuBois, Pennsylvania, where the St. Mary's Dutch are taking on your Bradford Owls. Owls come out of the timeout with the same five starters, currently leading with 2:21 to go in the first quarter, 11-8. St. Mary's has fired up a bunch of threes, and they've been off the mark on most of them. Let's hope it stays that way if they start hitting those. So the Owls are in their man-to-man defense. There's Davis, top of the key, and they pass it around. There's a shot, long two-point jumper off the mark, rebounded by Warner. Outlet to Reese. Adam Ward underneath, lays a... He did a reverse layup, and there's another reverse layup by Weinberg, and both of them came up not good. I was surprised at him. He was way under the basket. He got a shot off there. So Owls back in the man-to-man, still leading 11-8. Only three fouls in the game, two on Bradford and one on St. Mary's, so... We're in good shape there. St. Mary's back to the top of the key. And there is a intercepted pass by France. Nice. There's Reese, drives the baseline, puts up a shot. Oh, and they call a charge on Reese. So that's going to be Talon's first foul and the team's third. Into the game comes Lewis Nedzinski for Dan Schultz for St. Mary's. So Reese, Weinberg, and Ward all have one foul here in the first quarter. A minute, 11 to go, 11-8, your Owls lead. Around the outside, that's St. Mary's MO, and there's a try to drive down the lane. Reese with the defense shut him down. Davis, top of the key, he's going to take a long two off the mark, rebounded by France. France, beautiful pass underneath, and the foul. Chase was there. France nailed him, and he got the guy in the air, waited for him to come down and foul him, and put it in. So there's 2 points for Weinberg. He's going to have the old-fashioned and one. Daniel Marasco will check in. And free throw is good. Marasco comes in for Weinberg. 37 seconds left. Give Chase a little breather. Owls lead 14-8. 35 seconds to go. St. Mary's looks at this moment like they would hold it for a last shot, but that often gets me in trouble, so looks like they are going to hold it. 21 seconds. So the Owls will come out of the first quarter with a lead. That will be nice. So some good motion movement for St. Mary's. Davis, top of the key. Good defense by your Owls. 4 seconds, And it looks like it's going to be the St. Mary's shot was just a wild shot. The guy tried to draw a foul near half court, and it was no good. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 14-8, your Owls lead. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. The break between the first and second here, and the Owls lead 14-8. Real quick, Jake France with 5, 7, 8 points. Weinberg with an old-fashioned three, and Warner with a three to start the game. So, great start for the Owls, 14-8 lead as we start the second quarter here momentarily. I'd like to thank all our sponsors that jumped on board for tonight's playoff game. Owls trying to get to a D9 final next weekend in Clarion against the Chucks from Punxsutawney. St. Mary's will inbound to start the second quarter. Owls with the same five on the court. Warner, Weinberg, France, Ward, and Reese. A lot of movement there, but good defense. The Owls are really on the defense tonight. They're allowing. There's another long three, and it's tipped. Oh. Jake France gets his first foul, and the referee said, you got him on the arm. So they took a long three, and Jake gets his first foul, the team's first foul in the second quarter. First free throw is up, and no, it's not up. Referees kept the ball a little longer that time. First free throw's up and good. That is Lewis Nadzinski. And the second free throw is up and off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg to France. France back to Weinberg, top of the key. Jake thinks about a three, then he drives down the lane and it gets swatted away. And he got the rebound but landed out of bounds. So the Owls turn it over. Leading 14-9, 7.5 to go in the first half. A lot of cutting, a lot of people cutting through the lane. Good movement here by St. Mary's, but solid defense by your Owls. And it's way up top again for Davis. Oh, Adam Ward got ran over. A completely knocked like a football tackle onto the ground, but nothing was called. And there's a block by Reese down low, and they kick it out. And there's a turnover. Gavazzi lost the ball, and Weinberg came away with it. Jake kicks. Oh, Jake's pass to Warner is intercepted. And there's some pressure on the ball by the Owls in the backcourt, and they break the pressure. So St. Mary's ball. 14-9, your Owls lead. Great defense by your Owls. Pretty much the whole game so far. So there's Davis with the ball, guarded by France. They're letting them have that three. There's a drive into the lane, a little medium-range jumper off the mark, rebounded by Nadzinski. So St. Mary's maintains possession. There's a little Euro step for Davis, and it's off the mark. France comes away, and he's running. He's got Adam Ward. Layup. Adam Ward is on the board tonight, and your Owls lead 16-9. Big cheer from the Bradford faithful. Davis to Gavazzi at the foul line. Gavazzi, little penetration, and a shot off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Good position and rebound there for Gavazzi. And you can hear the defense chants. There's a three ball off the mark. And they're going to call the ball out of bounds off of St. Mary's. Into the game comes two subs for St. Mary's. Dan Drew Schultz. And that's Ben Paul comes back in. He's a starter. So the Owls are going to inbound 90 feet away from their basket. Leading 16-9, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Ward, Reese, into the corner for Warner. They go all the way back around. Adam Ward, top of the key. Reese in the corner, back out to Adam Ward. There's Jake. Jake drives, loses his footing, and somehow he fell onto the ground. He somehow gets the ball down low to Reese, and Reese missed the shot, rebounded by Weinberg, and put back in. So Chase is getting the boards there and putting it back in. 18-9, your Owls lead. And there's a turnover created by Weinberg. The Owls are fired up. Weinberg got a hand in there, and the St. Mary's player lost control of it and went out of bounds. So the Owls have possession and a 9-point lead. Referees are stop and play. There's another timeout by St. Mary's. No indication. We'll take a break. It's a 30. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? And where can I take it? Well, Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? Bradford Auto Service, owned and operated by Brian Facilio. Where? That's an easy one. The shop where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections. West Washington Street, Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Dubois, where your Owls currently lead 18-9. They're going to inbound the possession in the backcourt. 4:42 to go in the first half. Nice performance so far for your Owls. Can usually tell when they have it or they don't have it, and I think they have it. So Warner around the outside, passing. There, France with the ball, calls out a play. Warner in the corner, trying to get the ball down to Weinberg down low. St. Mary's in a man-to-man defense. There goes, there's a Reese for three. Nails it. And all your starters are on the board, and your Owls lead 21-9. St. Mary's loses control, and then he get it down low. He regained control and got it down to the baseline. It's kicked back out, a three-point land. Weinberg on the ball. And Chase gave up a step there to Gavazzi, who puts it in. And the Owls turned it over. And there is a... there's a timeout. The officials are making it difficult on me here. So that's a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank and Trust. With offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, and now in St. Mary's, all the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois. This is James Patrick. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. District 9 Quad A semifinal. Punxsutawney has already won the first semifinal, and they await the winner of this Bradford versus St. Mary's matchup. Your Owls lead 21-11. 3:40 to go in the first half. St. Mary's will inbound under the Owls basket. And the Owls, same five starters on the floor. Reese, Ward, Weinberg, Warner, and France. So Reese picks up the ball. Here comes a drive, kick out. Davis, there's a drive, and he's going to take it all the way. That was Nedzinski. Nice move inside, and got himself past Weinberg and laid it in. 21-13, your Owls lead. Looks like St. Mary's is picking up the defensive intensity. They are in a man-to-man. Oh, and they almost steal it. Here's Weinberg down low. Adam Ward. Oh, Adam was there alone and missed the shot. And it goes all the way back the other way. And Davis misses his shot. And Reese comes away with a rebound. 21-13. France fakes a. There's Warner taking a three. Oh, and it's in and out. Weinberg gets the rebound and lays it in. Weinberg is a man possessed on the boards right now. And there's an injury timeout. Number five, Nedzinski, looks like he turned his ankle. He's now off the floor, and Drew Schultz comes in for St. Mary's. 2:34 to go, the Owls with a 10-point lead. France on the ball. Reese, here comes Davis. And there's a foul line jumper by Gavazzi, who puts it in. Cuts the lead to eight. Adam almost, he did fall down. I somehow got the ball to France. So the Owls slow it down here. 8-point lead, 2 minutes to go in the half. Picked up his dribble, gets it to Weinberg. France is going to take a three. Oh, and that's Reese with the rebound. Back to France. Adam Ward for a two, long two. And there's another board for the Owls. Warner's going to drive. Gets his man in the air and gets the foul. That foul's going to be on Gavazzi. His first and the team's first. Warner gets himself to the line for two. Owls with an 8-point lead. 1:41 to go in the half. First one's up. Count it. That's Brendan's fourth point of the first half. Good hustle by the Owls on the boards. You know, they're really, really keeping the ball alive and coming up with the 50-50 balls. Warner's second free throw is good, and the Owls are back to a 10-point lead, 25-15. 1:36 to go in the first half. And the students for the Owls here that came down with the Reuters bus are making some noise. There's a shot off the mark, and Warner or Weinberg almost had that rebound, but it got stripped away from him. St. Mary's has possession. There's a three ball. Good. That's Ben Paul. Nails a three for St. Mary's. Cuts the lead to seven. Adam Ward picks up his dribble, and Jake France with the ball now. Warner in the corner gets it to Reese for a short jumper. Good. Talon Reese with an 8-foot jumper. And the Owls lead by nine. Back on the defensive end. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Good D here by the Owls. There's an errant pass for St. Mary's. The Owls are going to have possession up by nine. This tough defense just creating, frustrating the Dutch right now. Here comes France. I believe the Owls will play for a last shot here. 27 seconds to go, 9-point lead. The Owls led by six at the end of the first quarter, lead by nine now with the last possession. So great performance so far. 11 seconds to go, France with the ball. France dribbles to the top of the key. Warner's going to take a three ball, and he's going to nail that three ball. The Owls lead by 12. What a nice performance. So your halftime score is Bradford 30, St. Mary's 18. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
This Bradford Owls District 9 playoff basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports, 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps, and WESB.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, the Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls Playoff Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico prices.
It's the way we live today. Work, school, family, friends, our lives are busy. Our time is valuable. So when it's time to make an important decision on buying or selling your home, it's time to turn to a professional who can get the job done. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls and community sports. Kathy Obermeyer gives a hoot out to our Owls coaches, cheerleaders, and fans. Play your best and have fun. Support your local sports programs and everyone wins. Let's go, Owls!
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hard-working line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Simplicity, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am 4x4s and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
Your friends at the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center remind you to drive extra carefully during these winter months. But if you find yourself slip-sliding away, they invite you to visit their collision center across from Love Toyota. From minor dings to major repairs, the Love professionals welcome you with free estimates and a truly state-of-the-art shop. They work with all major insurance companies and even handle all the paperwork for you. For your appointment, call 814-368-9500. That's the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
When a person calls 988, they're connected to a crisis counselor.
Crisis is completely self-defined. If you're wondering if you should call, you should probably call.
A caller can expect to talk about coping skills, talk about resources, and ways to move forward beyond the call.
They can call us, they can chat, they can text. And when they come out on the other side, they're feeling better.
Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to halftime. Your Owls currently lead the St. Mary's Dutch 30-18. These two teams split the season series. Bradford winning big at home, and then St. Mary's winning down there in Dutch country. This has the feel of the big Bradford victory at home. The Owls are playing a great game. Sharing the ball. We'll get to the statistics in a second. Just hammering the boards, coming away with all the 50-50 balls. Really nice effort here. Carryover from their upset victory over Punxsutawney last week. And as I said, this is a District 9 Quad A semifinal. Punxsutawney has already won their semifinal, and they await the winner of this game. So for St. Mary's at the half, only three scorers. Nadzinski has seven, Gavazzi with five, and Ben Paul with five. Now listen to this for your Owls. This is great, just spreading the ball around. Adam Ward with two, Jake France with eight, Brendan Warner with eight, Weinberg with seven, and Reese with five. So balanced scoring across the board. Great rebounding, boxing out. Couldn't be happier right now, folks. The Owls trying to get to a D9 championship game against Punxsy, a very tough Punxsy squad, as we all know. So that'll be a rubber game there as well while we split the season series with Punxsutawney. So we're going to take a short break again, and I'll be back with you here from Dubois. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank and Trust. With offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, and now in St. Mary's, all the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals in a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries. Meet your friends at the T on the weekends and enjoy the races, basketball, golf, or whatever sport you're into on their big HD TVs and take advantage of their drink specials. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? And where can I take it? Well, Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? Bradford Auto Service, owned and operated by Brian Facilio. Where? That's an easy one. The shop where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections. West Washington Street, Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Dubois. James Patrick for WESB Sports. Owls playoff basketball, which has a nice ring to it, that statement right there. I'd like to thank all the sponsors that stepped up. A lot of new ones I hear there out there tonight stepped up and made this broadcast possible. Very nice of you, and thank you. So both teams doing their halftime warm-ups. The Owls lead 30-18. Just a really nice performance on both ends. It's still scary because St. Mary's shoots those three balls, and if they start falling, I mean, they're right back in this thing. So Owls need to keep the pressure on for 16 more minutes of basketball, and we'll be playing Punxsy in a District 9 championship, which would be really nice. Both teams getting their last-minute instructions. I believe the Owls will have possession to start the second half. A little bit of a late start tonight as we had to follow that Punxsy game. Doubleheader here in Dubois. Neutral site game. Good crowd on hand for your Owls. A lot of people made the trip down here to Dubois, and as well as the district provided a Reuters bus. Owls will inbound. Both teams come out with their starting five. Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, Reese, Davis, Nadzinski, Gavazzi, Paul, and Schultz. Adam Ward with the ball. Jake calling out the play. Jake with the ball, gets it to Adam, down low to Reese. Reese takes a mid-range jumper. Oh, and it's off the front and back rim. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's comes across the timeline. Owls back in that man-to-man defense. There's a drive by Davis, and it's off the mark. Rebounded. Oh, St. Mary's comes away with the rebound. And there's a mid-range jumper there by Ben Paul, who puts it in. He was left open in the middle of the lane. The Owls lead is cut to 10, 30 to 20. Warner with the ball now. There's a steal by St. Mary's. And a layup. Oh, missed. And the rebound goes to St. Mary's. There's a shot off the mark and a rebound for Warner. That all started with a not crisp pass by Warner, and it was stolen by St. Mary's. Here goes Chase. Chase with a little jumper. Weinberg is on the board for the in the second half. Drove down a little 3-foot jumper, which is sometimes hard. And there's a foul on Jake France. And St. Mary's will shoot two. That's Jake's second foul, the team's first here in the third quarter. 6:48 to go in the third. It's going to be Ben Paul at the line for St. Mary's for two shots. Owls lead by 12, 32 to 20. First one's up and good. And trying to cut the lead to 10, and he does. So the Owls lead by 10, 32-22. Adam Ward with the ball. France in the corner. Gets it to Reese. Reese out to Warner for three. Oh, and it's off the mark. It looked good. It was lined right up with me. And there's some hustle. Oh, Talon almost had a steal. It bounced off a leg and went to a St. Mary's player. So after the miss, Talon was hustling, trying to create a turnover. So St. Mary's with the ball, chance to cut it to single digits. 6:12 to go in the third. Davis drives down, puts up a floater, and it gets wedged, which is a jump ball, and it maintains possession there with St. Mary's. So a little bit of sort of bad luck there for the Owls because they were in position for the rebound had it not wedged. So they get it in, St. Mary's, then they get it down low. And there's a nice little jumper missed by Ben Paul. And the Owls are off and running. Here goes Reese, kicks it to Warner. Jake fakes a three down to Weinberg underneath. Great ball movement by your Owls. Adam Ward lays it in. And okay, Warner actually goaltended. He went up while the ball was up near the cylinder and he touched the rim. There's a steal by Reese and a foul. Foul on Nadzinski, his first, the team's first. So there's a nice steal, quick hands by Talon Reese. Owls are just, they're right now, they're out hustling. That's it. That's the bottom line. Just an incredible hustle by your Owls. First playoff game for Bradford in some time, so I'm sure it feels good that coming off that great performance at home last week. France with the ball. Kicks it to Weinberg. Weinberg, a little floater off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. So your Owls lead by 10. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. There's a drive down the lane, a little floater off the mark. Adam Ward with the rebound. Always like when Adam Ward gets the rebounds. Tough little scrapper. There's Weinberg way out, three-point line. He surprised us a couple times this year and nailed a three. So there's Jake France calling out a new play. Over to Ward on the wing. Down low to the baseline, Reese. Reese with a dribble, picks it up, gets it to Ward, then to Warner. Warner fakes a three. Owls being patient here. Burning some clock and getting good crisp passes, and there's the ball's tipped away, and it's turned over. Here comes Davis. Davis lays it in, and St. Mary's cuts the lead to eight. 4:18 to go in the third. I like it when it's double digits, so let's get a basket, Owls. France, Adam Ward, back to France, down to the foul line to Weinberg. Weinberg back out to Warner. Warner, nice pass down low. Adam Ward, who gets it to Weinberg. Here comes Reese driving the lane, kicks it out to Warner. In the corner, Jake France for three, and he nails it. Nails it. Great ball movement by the Owls. I almost couldn't say the names fast enough. The ball's hitting every player. Oh, Adam Ward gets his hand on the ball, but St. Mary's maintains it. Oh, and there's a steal by the Owls. Quick hands by Ward and France, and the Owls turn them over. And the foul's on Gavazzi. That's his second and the team's second. And there's a timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico prices.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Du Bois. James Patrick here bringing you Owls playoff basketball. District 9 Quad A semifinal game. And Punxsutawney awaits the winner. Your Owls currently lead by 11. The ball movement just been amazing. The quick hands. The Owls just got turned over St. Mary's with some quick hands by Ward and France. So the Owls are going to inbound with an 11-point lead, 3:34 to go in the third quarter. And a happy Bradford crowd right now. And here we go. France to Ward. Ward's going to bring it across the timeline, set up the play. Owls are, they're just being methodical here. Here goes France down the lane. Out to Reese in a corner. France back up top. Taking their time. Finding the open man. There's Warner in the corner. Down low to Reese. There's a foul on Dan Schultz. He fouled Talon Reese on the floor. That'll be the third Du Bois foul. Two more, and the Owls will be shooting two. There's a quick inbound to Weinberg. Oh, and it gets blocked. They block Chase and come away with it. St. Mary's comes away with it. They're fast down the court, but the Owls get back into defense. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third. Owls lead by 11. And the defensive chance come to life. There's another quick hand. Oh. That's a foul on who? Oh, that's a foul on Talon. Reese, that's his second, the team's second. There's a three ball by Ben Paul. And the lead is cut to nine. Owls lead 35-26. Oh, there's a kick ball by St. Mary's. Owls just need to keep the pressure on. Keep playing their pace. France, Ward. Ward to Weinberg in the corner. All the way across court to France. France is going to drive all the way in. High off the glass. Chase cleans it up. Weinberg cleans it up and lays it in. Owls back up by 11. 2 minutes to go in the third. And there's a quick hand by Reese, and St. Mary's gets control back. Almost another turnover. Adam Ward guards the ball. They get it down low. Tough defense by Weinberg. Beautiful. There's a three ball for St. Mary's, and it's good. That's Quinn Gavazzi. His first points of the second half, and it's back to an eight-point game. 37-29, Yowls lead. There's a give and go, and it's stolen away by St. Mary's. Quick hands underneath that time. And there's, oh, and there's a steal by the Owls. Oh, and St. Mary's comes away with it. Another three ball. That one's off the mark. St. Mary's with a rebound. There's a drive and a foul on Weinberg. So that's Chase's second foul, the team's third. Two shots will be for Anthony Nadzinski. Owls lead by eight. St. Mary's with a chance here at the line to cut it to six. And the first one's off the mark. Getting a little too close for comfort right now. St. Mary's making a bit of a run. Second free throw is up. And it's short. And rebounded by the shooter. Oh, no, and Adam Ward comes away with it. Good hustle by Adam Ward. Here comes your Owls. Up by eight. France for three. Off the mark. Rebounded. Oh, Adam Ward kept it alive. And it goes out of bounds off Adam. Into the game comes Matt Davis. Out for St. Mary's goes Anthony Nadzinski. Owls with the same five starters, just Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese. Pretty much the whole game tonight. Daniel Marasco came in at the end of the first quarter for a minute to give Chase some breathing room. There's a dribble. Oh, lucky bounce for St. Mary's. He dribbled it off his foot, but it went right to his own guy. Matt Davis, they left him alone out there. He's not a three-ball guy, apparently. There's a three for St. Mary's. It's short. Rebounded. Oh, and there, Adam, there's a steal by the Owls. And a push on Drew Schultz. I'll tell you, I went silent there because Adam Ward was in a fight for the ball. He was everywhere. Skinned up knees and elbows. And he kept it alive, and the Owls come away with it. 26 seconds. Looks like the Owls, they may hold it for a last shot with an eight-point lead. And they 16 to go. So we'll get ready for the fourth quarter. Your Owls will have a lead. Now, we don't know if it's going to be 8 or 10 or 11. Okay, there's a long jumper, and it's good. Apparently it wasn't good. Must have came after the buzzer. So that's the end of the third quarter. Your Owls lead 37-29. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hardworking line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Simplicity, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am 4x4s and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Dubois. Your Owls at the third quarter break with an eight-point lead over the St. Mary's Dutch, 37-29. They were outscored 9-7 in that third quarter, so a little bit of a comeback there by St. Mary's, and 8 points is no guarantees. Owls got to keep it up. 8 minutes to go here and a berth in the D9 title game. Up for grabs. Owls are going to start with possession here in the fourth quarter. Jake into Brendan Warner. Same five starters out there for your Owls. Adam Ward drives the lane, kicks it out. Warner. Gets it to France. France near the half court area. Couple dribbles over to Ward. Owls being just methodical right here. This is they've burned up 30 seconds so far, looking for the, they get it down low to Reese. Reese thought about a turnaround jumper, gets it back up top to Warner. Now it's France in the corner, or Reese in the corner. He drives all the way, floater off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg, and a foul on St. Mary's, and Chase will go to the line for two. Dan Schultz, that's his third foul. And the first team foul for St. Mary's. Weinberg will be at the line trying to get it back to a 10-point lead. First one's up. And it's good. So another great rebound by Chase. And on the putback, he was fouled. That's been the story of the game. The Owls toughness on the boards. And the second free throw is good. The Owls back to a 10-point lead, 7:18 to go in the game. And there's Davis, drives down the lane, kicks it out to the corner. Tough defense by your Owls. That's been the story of the game as well. Giving up these three balls, but that's about it. They can't get it down low. And here comes Davis. Turnaround jumper, gets his man off his feet, and it's missed. And there is the fourth foul on Dan Schultz. Rebound by Warner. And Schultz fouled him on the rebound. That's four fouls on the starter, Dan Schultz. So, and the second foul on the St. Mary's Dutch in the fourth quarter. Owls with possession and a 10-point lead. 6:48 to go in this game. Weinberg in the corner, looks for an open man, gets it up top, Adam Ward. Owls spreading the floor a little bit, just looking for that open guy. That's nice, nice ball movement. Here's Warner way up top, back to France. France, the foul line to Weinberg. Weinberg thought about it, kicked it back out to Jake. There's a corner, open corner for a second there for Warner. There's Hustle, Adam Ward. Oh, boy. So St. Mary's almost stole the ball away. Adam Ward stole it back and gets it to Talon Reese, wide open under the basket. And there's a timeout, full timeout. We'll take a break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, St. Mary's inbounds the ball. Owls lead by 12. There's a jump ball created by Brendan Warner. He got a hand in there. The ball's going to stay with St. Mary's, but Warner almost had to steal. Creates a jump ball. And it'll switch the arrow back in our favor. So St. Mary's inbounds. There's Davis. Davis gets it to the corner. Back to Davis. And there's a foul line jumper short. And out of bounds off St. Mary's. Owls are going to have possession. 5:41 to go in the game with a 12-point lead. Things looking good here in Dubois for your Bradford Owls to make a championship game appearance next week against the Chucks. Adam Ward taking his time. Over to Jake France. Down low, Talon Reese. Reese with a spin move and gets a shot off. Oh! He got fouled and the shot almost went in. So he'll be at the line for two. That foul's on Ben Paul. That's his first and the team's third here in the fourth quarter. So they're in trouble for the team foul aspect. St. Mary's is. First free throw by Talon Reese is good. Owls lead by 13. France and Ward getting some coaching advice over there from Coach Bernardi. Second free throw for Reese is good, and your Owls lead by 14. 5:21 to go in the game. Good defense. Drive down the lane, off-balance shot, missed, and Reese comes away with a board. I think they'll, well, they might take the air out of it a little bit. 5 minutes to go. Nope, Talon takes a three. Off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. Just broke the five-minute mark in the game. And there's an open man down low, misses a shot. Rebounded by St. Mary's. And it's fumbled. Adam Ward comes away with the ball. 4:45 to go. There's Weinberg in the corner. Gets it. Oh, it's stolen by Matt Davis. And then he loses control, and it goes out of bounds. Very uncharacteristic there for Davis. He's pretty frustrated about that. He was going in for a layup and lost control. So here's another possession for your Owls at the 4.5 minute mark with a 14-point lead. Here comes Jake down the lane, and he loses control. And oh, and there's a St. Mary's comes away with it. Almost another steal for the Owls, but okay, three ball from the corner for St. Mary's. Long. Reese comes away with it. And they're off and running. Here comes France all the way. Oh, the basket was good, but they call a charge on France. That's his third foul and the first team foul. 4 minutes to go in the game. Owls lead by 14, 43-29. A little bit of pressure on the ball there for the Owls. And they back off. St. Mary's across the timeline. There's Davis up top. Nadzinski. And there's a three ball by Quinn Gavazzi. He nails it, and the Owls lead by 11. Here comes Reese. A little bit of pressure on the ball there by St. Mary's. Picks up his dribble. There's Jake. Jake has the ball near the half, on the logo, actually. Jake's going to go all the way. And he gets fouled, and he's going to take two shots. He got a step on his guy and went for the hoop, got hammered on. So he's going to have two shots. That foul's on Matt Davis, his first, and that's the fourth foul for St. Mary's in the quarter. There's a timeout taken by St. Mary's, and the referees just won't give me any indication. So we're going to stay here this time. And there goes a cheerleader, 100 miles an hour, doing flips across the court. So, trying to get her St. Mary's crowd fired up. Owls lead by 11, 3:28 to go in the game. Foul trouble for one St. Mary's. Dan Schultz has four fouls, and he's currently on the bench. Jake France has three fouls for your Owls. Weinberg and Reese with two fouls. So, not really any trouble on the foul end. And the Owls will be shooting two after the next St. Mary's foul with 3:28 to go in the game. Of course, it was a full timeout, but they didn't indicate. They don't like to tell me. So, great performance so far tonight by the Owls. St. Mary's really hasn't been able to cut in. They got the lead down to, I think they got to 7 at one point. It was getting a little too close. Back up to 11 right now with Jake shooting two. Same five starters for your Owls. Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, Reese. And Jake is ready. The first shot is up and good. 12-point lead for your Owls. Second free throw is up. And count it. Owls with a 13-point lead, 3:24 to go in the game. There's a three ball from the corner, and it's good. That's Nadzinski, his first points of the second half. And we're back to a 10-point game. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Talon Reese fakes a three. Then he drives, and he gets around his man, puts it, up, and he gets fouled. Off, it went in and out, so it's not a three-point play, but he's going to get two shots. That foul was on Ben Paul, his second. So Reese is going to shoot two. First one's up, and good. Back to an 11-point game. 3 minutes exactly to go in the game. 3 minutes separating the Owls from a title game against Punxsie. Second free throw is good by Talon Reese. 12-point game. There's Davis. Davis drives, gets it down low, and there's a quick hand by Reese, and the St. Mary's keeps possession. There's a three ball, and it's missed. Oh, Owls did not get the rebound. St. Mary's shot off the glass. No, and there's Weinberg comes away with it. 2:33 to go in the game with a 12-point lead and possession for your Owls. I'd like to see him take the air out of it a little bit. And there's a steal. They get a little lackadaisical with those passes. There's Davis with a layup. And a timeout taken by St. Mary's. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a break this time. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to Dubois. Let's reset the game here. The Owls with a 10-point lead, 47-37. 2:18 to go in the game. I got to say thanks to my friend Ronnie. He's given me stuff that I don't know. There are media timeouts in playoff games. So Owls are going to inbound. Pressure on the ball. Full court press here by St. Mary's. They get it in to Adam Ward. He gets it back to Jake. Jake's going to break the timeline. He takes it, kicks it out to Reese. Reese is going to drive. And there's a foul call on St. Mary's, and he's going to shoot two. Reese is going to shoot two more. That's on Drew Schultz, his second foul. And that's the sixth team foul. So the Owls will be shooting here on any foul. Here's Reese at the foul line. That's off the mark. 2:08 to go in the game. 10-point lead for your Owls. One more shot coming for Talon Reese. Second free throw's off the mark. But Reese gets his own rebound, and there's Jake going to take the air out of the ball a little bit. 2:02 to go. Jake gets it to Weinberg, and there is a timeout taken by Coach Benardi. That's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one, folks. So, you know, St. Mary's turning up the defensive intensity a little bit. Obviously, they got just under 2 minutes to go in the game. 10-point lead for your Owls and possession. If anything's went bad tonight, it was just those last two free throws. Reese did not even look like himself at the line for some reason. But everything else has been spot on for your Owls tonight. I'm sure those guys are tired. The same five starters back out there. Four seniors don't want their season to end, and the one junior, Talon Reese. Owls are going to inbound. 1:58 to go. St. Mary's with the pressure. They do not guard the out-of-bounds inbounder. So the Owls get it inbounds. Here's Reese way up top. Dribble behind the back. Clock is ticking. Jake France on the logo near half court. There's a nice screen there by Weinberg, and here goes. Okay. France went for the basket. They set up to take a charge, and he went around that and was fouled by another man, and that was number two. If that's number two, it's going to be his third. And Drew Schultz. Jake France up and in. First one's good. And that's back to an 11-point game. Owls can smell it now. There's a minute 38 to go. Second free throw is up. And good. It goes all around, rolled around the rim for a while and fell. So 12-point game, 1:35 to go. St. Mary's are on the outside. Owls still with a tough defense. Guarding the ball way out by the three-point line. They get it down low. And there's a mid-range jumper off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's and a foul on Weinberg. That's going to be his third. He might have got hit in the eye there. He got, looks like they might have bumped heads. Looks like he's checking to see if he has blood there. So Ben Paul's going to be at the line for two. First one's off the mark. 12-point game, 1:19 to go in the game. And the second free throw is good. Looks like a 30-second timeout. We will take a timeout, and we'll reset when we get back. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Okay, we'll reset for the final 1:19 to go. In the game, your Owls lead by 11. And they will have possession under their own basket. No, 90 feet from their basket, sorry. Pressure on the ball. Owls get it in to Reese. Reese gets it across the timeline. Oh, and then bad pass stolen away by St. Mary's. And there's a steal by Jake. Jake intercepted a pass that was going to lead to a layup. And there, Jake's got the ball. He's dribbling, just burning clock. Two guys chasing after him. He's all over the place. Beautiful. Good job, Jake. 51 seconds, and there's the foul. The foul's on Matt Davis. That's his second. Jake France will be at the line with an 11-point lead, shooting two. 49.8 seconds to go. It looks like your Bradford Owls will be playing in the District 9 championship game next Saturday at Clarion University. First free throw is up and off the mark. 11-point lead, 49-38. Second free throw is up and good. That's 50-38, 12-point game, 47 seconds to go. There's a drive down the lane. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. Off the mark, another rebound by St. Mary's and put back in. That was Gavazzi who got it in. They crashed the boards there, and it's back to a 10-point lead. That's a full timeout taken by St. Mary's. We'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For over a century, local broadcasting has evolved with the needs of the community. We move past the stigmas of opinion journalism and bring the most relevant news online, on air, and on the go. You have trusted us with your news, sports, weather, and entertainment. Trust us to keep moving with you. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress local broadcasting is here to stay.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dubois. James Patrick, District 9 Quad A semifinal. Your Bradford Owls currently with a 10-point lead. 33.7 seconds to go in the game. Just good, great performance following their great performance last week against Punxsutawney at home. It'll take one of those great performances next week if they can hold on here in the D9 championship against Punxsutawney. So, Owls try to get it inbounds. They do get it into Weinberg. St. Mary's tries to foul, and they do get the foul with 29.7. Chase Weinberg's going to shoot two. That foul's on Gavazzi. That's his third. 29.7. Chase going to shoot two. It's up and good. Back to an 11-point game. Second free throw is up and off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Pressure on the ball by Warner. St. Mary's looking for a three ball. Clock ticking. There goes Davis down low for two, and it's too hard off the board. And Warner comes away with it. 16 seconds to go, and they are not going to foul. 11 seconds to go. Your Owls are going to go on to the D9 championship. Warner encourages the crowd to cheer. Final score, 51 for your Bradford Owls and 40 for the St. Mary's Dutch. I'll get some numbers together here, and we'll be back for a finale. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
This Bradford Owls District 9 playoff basketball game is brought to you live on WESB Sports, 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps, and WESB.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by W.R. Case & Sons, the Model T Inn, New Bradford Auto Service, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Metallico, Burns & Burns Insurance, Jim Coast Sales & Service, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, and the Love Toyota Collision Center. This is Bradford Owls playoff basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's the way we live today. Work, school, family, friends. Our lives are busy. Our time is valuable. So when it's time to make an important decision on buying or selling your home, it's time to turn to a professional who can get the job done. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls and community sports. Kathy Obermeyer gives a hoot out to our Owls coaches, cheerleaders, and fans. Play your best and have fun. Support your local sports programs and everyone wins. Let's go, Owls!
Your friends at the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center remind you to drive extra carefully during these winter months. But if you find yourself slip-sliding away, they invite you to visit their collision center across from Love Toyota. From minor dings to major repairs, the Love professionals welcome you with free estimates and a truly state-of-the-art shop. They work with all major insurance companies and even handle all the paperwork for you. For your appointment, call 814-368-9500. That's the Love Toyota of Bradford Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Dubois, where your Bradford Owls have just come away victorious, and they're going to play next Saturday, March 2nd, at the University, at Clarion University. Time will be too deep to be determined. They'll have all the district finals that day, boys and girls. So they've got a full day down there at the Tippin Gymnasium. Just couldn't be happier. A lot of smiles on the Bradford sidelines down here, and a lot of happy parents, relatives, friends, students. Just a great performance by your Owls, both ends of the floor. As we've spoke of as of late, they've really reached their peak. They're playing great, headed into a championship game against Punxsutawney, who is a very, very tough opponent, as we know. So the scoring for tonight for your St. Mary's, or for the St. Mary's Dutch, two players with 13 points, Gavazzi and Paul, and Nadzinski with 10 points. Balanced scoring for your Owls, as always, really. Jake France with 16, Weinberg with 14, Reese with 11, Warner with 8, and Adam Ward with a 2-ball. And the hustle, you know, the rebounds, the steals, just good stuff to watch. The Owls, they throw the records out the door, and it's playoff time, you know, win or go home. So just a great performance by your Owls tonight. They'll be back at it again, like I said, next Saturday. And we'll be with you right here on WSB Sports, I'm pretty sure. Once again, thank you to all the sponsors that stepped up to bring tonight's game to you. Thank you for all of you for spending your evening with me. That's going to be it for me here from Dubois. So this is James Patrick signing off for WSB Sports. Thanks to Nick back in the studio. Have a great sports night.